Let's skip to number three. Why was Christ called the Lamb of God? If you remember the context, this is where Jesus is seen by John the Baptist from a distance, and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the earth." Now, you'd have to know some history to understand the context of that, but this is what's really being said. Do you remember the story in the Old Testament about the Jewish people being in slavery under the Egyptians? If you remember the story, and maybe you remember it by the 10 plagues, maybe. Whatever the case, they were in captivity, and God, through the leader Moses, said, "You tell Pharaoh to let my people go." And Pharaoh said no over and over again. And there would be a plague, and then another plague, and another plague. But he would never allow the people to go. Finally, it comes to the 10th plague, which is going to be one which he will take heed to and let Israel go. And that is, Moses said to him, "If you don't let us go, then what's going to happen is this. There's going to be an angel that's going to come through this whole camp, all your people, and that angel is going to kill every firstborn male. That's going to be the penalty for not doing it." They had other penalties, but never as big as this one in the other 9 plagues. This one was the big one. And so Moses goes to the Israelites and says, "Now listen, that angel's coming over, and there's one way to spare your child, and that is this. You have to take blood from a lamb, and it's got to be a lamb that is two things, one, male, and number two, without blemish." All right? Can't have a poked out eye, broken leg, whatever. So you got to take that lamb, and then you're going to slay the lamb and take the blood, and you're going to put the blood over the doorpost of your dwelling place. And if there's blood there, then the angel is going to, and the word is, pass over. That's where the Jewish people come up with their Passover. All right? So the Passover is the precursor to the Lord's table, if you know anything about that in the New Testament. It's the same, you know, basic thing. Anyway, so here Moses says, okay, can you imagine the dad who says to his kids, "Okay, kids, we need to take that little lamb there, and we're going to have to kill it." And they go, "Oh, no, 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 that's my favorite. He's the pet. He's the sweet little lamb. Now, there's one over here that has only one eye, and he's mean as a horn. I mean, he'll bite you. He's horrible. I'd love to kill it. Let's take it." And go, "No, no, no, it's got to be a male without blemish." Okay. So they take the little, they cut the jugular, they put the blood in a basin, and then they were required to all come around and dip their hands in that blood as they confessed sins that came to their mind that they had committed. And the idea was that that little lamb took the sins of the people. But the reality was they didn't believe that that little lamb took the sins. It was never meant to be. It was to foreshadow a lamb that was to come that would take the sins of the world. Because the Old Testament said, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin, and the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so the blood sacrifices were all to point to Jesus. And so John the Baptist sees Jesus from a distance and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." And that's why the Lamb of God is spoken of there. All right?